This is Friendship 7 broadcasting in the blind. Friendship 7 broadcasting in the blind. Making observations on night outside. There seems to be a high layer way up above the horizon, much higher than anything I saw on the daylight side. The stars seem to go through it and then go on down toward the real horizon. It would appear to be possibly some 7 or 8 degrees wide. I can see the clouds down below it, then a dark band, and then a lighter band that the stars shine right through as they come down toward the horizon. I can identify Aries and Triangulum.
Friendship 7, Mutiny Contact, we read you. Would you call again?
Hello, Mutiny Contact. This is Friendship 7, reading you loud and clear. How may?
Roger, Friendship 7, Mutiny Contact. How may,
Roger. How you doing, Gordo? We're doing real fine up here. Everything is going very well. Over.
John, you sound good.
Roger. Control fuel is 90100. Oxygen is 75100. Amps are 22. All systems are still go, having no problems at all. Control system operating fine. Over.
Roger. Do you have any star weather or landmark observations as yet? Over.
Roger. I was just making some to the recorder. The only unusual thing I have noticed is a rather high, what would appear to be a haze layer, up some 7 or 8 degrees above the horizon on the night side. The stars, I can see through it as they go down toward the real horizon, but it's a very visible single band or layer, pretty well up above the normal horizon. Over. This is Friendship 7. I had a lot of cloud cover coming off of Africa. It has thinned out considerably now, and although I can't definitely see the ocean, there's a lot of moonlight here that does reflect off what clouds there are. Over.
You got an excellent cutoff, John. Your velocity is 18 seconds low, view over VR 1.002. Can you confirm your retro sequence 1 Easy Foxtrot Hotel from Indian Ocean Ship? Over.
That is affirmative. I did.
Your yaw never check over ATS is good. Your yaw never fly the wire over IOS is excellent.
Roger.
We can send you a VNR call, over.
Roger, go ahead.
Cal calling through now. Roger, shortly you may observe some lights down there. You want to take a check on route to your right, over.
Roger, I'm all set to see if I can't get them in sight.
Roger. You do have your visor closed, I saw, over.
That is affirmative. I had it open for a little while. It's closed now. Cabin pressure is holding in good shape, over.
Roger. The cal is off. Our cal coming through now.
Roger.
Any symptoms of vertigo or nausea at all, over?
Negative. No symptoms whatsoever. I feel fine, over.
No. Roger, 150 VAN
inverter
is 180 degrees. Looks like it's doing pretty well.
Roger, looks like it's holding up fine.
Our cal is off.
Roger. That was sure a short day.
I say again, Friendship 7?
That was about the shortest day I've ever run into.
Time passes rapidly, huh?
Yes, sir.
Right. Okay, do you have any landmark observations to make, over?
This is Friendship 7. I have the Pleiades in sight out here, very clear. Picking up some of these star patterns now, a little better than I was just off of Africa.
Understanding
of the
Pleiades in sight.
Have
you sighted Orion yet, over?
Negative. Do not have Orion in sight yet.
Within a few seconds, you should have Orion and Canopus and Sirius probably in sight very shortly thereafter, and the moon will be off.
Roger.
You have time to send us a blood pressure reading, over.
Roger. Stand by.
Roger.
Roger, I'm already sending it. Did they pick it up? Over.
Roger, they have it in good shape.
Roger, I do have a light in sight on the ground. Over.
Roger, I understand you. Just off to your right there?
That's affirmative. Just to my right, I can see a big pattern of lights, apparently right on the coast. I can see the outline of a town and a very bright light just to the south of it. On down.
And Rockingham, you're saying
there. Roger, the lights show up very well, and I'll thank everybody for turning them on, will you?
Very well, John.
Very fine. On down farther to the south and inland, I can see more lights. There are four patterns in that area. And also coming into sight in the window now is another one, almost down under me. The lights are very clear from up here.
Roger, sounds good.
Frenchman 7,
this is Wilma
Capcom,
range loud
and clear,
Roger, Wilma. Roger, 7,
we have your blood pressure readout, reading
126
over 90. What's your results of your physiologic test, over?
This is Frenchman 7. I have had no ill effects at all as yet from any zero-G. It's very pleasant, in fact. Visual acuity is still excellent. No astigmatic effects. Head movements cause no nausea or discomfort whatsoever. Over.
Roger, Friendship 7. Let's go ahead with this 30-minute report, please, starting with a few spinal positions. Over.
Roger, this is 30-minute report coming up. Have gone through head movements and get no effect from that. Have gone through the reach test and have no problem with that at all. My orientation is good, vision is clear. My moving target, looking at a light spot back and forth, causes no ill effects whatsoever. Running the light test at present time, and all lights do check okay in the capsule. I am over a large cloud bank at present time, extending to the left of my course, which would be to the south. Over.
Roger, Friendship 7. Let's continue on with this 30-minute report.
Roger. Panel rundown follows. The fused switches on the left panel are all as previously reported, without repeating them again. Squib is armed. Auto-retro jettison is off. ASCS mode select is normal. Auto gyro normal. All T-handles are in, the retro delay is normal. Cabin lights are on both, I have the red filters on, of course. The telem low frequency is on, rescue aids is auto. All sequence panel items are normal, except the landing bag to the center off position. Fuel is 90-100. Attitude indications are 5 right, 3 left, 36 down. EPI is indicating fairly well, indicating almost over Woomera at present time. Time from launch on my mark will be 5-8 plus 1-5. Stand by. Mark. Retrograde time is still set at 0-4 plus 3-2, plus 2-8. Cabin pressure is holding steady at 5.5. Temperature in the cabin is 100. Cabin humidity is 25%. Coolant quantity is 6.7. Suit environment is 6.2. Inlet pressure. Inlet temperature. Pressure is 5.8 on the suit. Steam temperature is 5.7 and dropping since I turned it down. Oxygen is 74101. Amps, 2-3, are you still copying? Over.
Roger, Friendship 7, go ahead.
Roger, main bus is 2-4. One is 2-5, 25, standby 1 is 25, isolated 29, and main 24 again, fans 113, ASCS 113, all switch fuses on the right are on except retro jettison and retro manual in the center off position, all other switches normal, over.
Roger, Friendship 7, radio loud and clear. All systems appear to go at this time. Your clocks are in sync. We have the Luma Amplified lights on. Do you see, over?
This is Friendship 7, negative. I do not. There's too much cloud cover in this area. I had the lights at Perth in good shape. They were very clear, but I do not have the lights at Woomera. Sorry, over.
Roger, Friendship 7.
Friendship 7, Roger.
Friendship 7, on my cast column, 150 volts, inverted temperature reading 195. 215,
inverted temperature reading 172. Roger. 5-7,
this is only
Captain.
How much
is
your cabin temperature reading,
Donna? Longer, stand by just a moment, please. Say again, you wanted cabin temperature?
Roger, Friendship 7.
Cabin temperature 100, over.
Roger, Friendship 7. Your room on line temperature is reading 110.
Roger.
Temperature reading 95, over.
Roger, Friendship 7. Now this Friendship 7, getting some pictures out of the star, over.
Roger, Friendship 7.
Roger, Wilmer, Capcom. I still read you loud and clear. How may? Roger, Friendship 7. Thank you very much. All systems are still go at this time. Switching to HF, over.
Roger, Friendship 7. This is Wilmer, Capcom.